Hello everybody, my name is Samuel Weeks and I'm 41 years old. I live in Aberystwyth, which is a beautiful place in Wales, which is a Celtic country on the west coast of the British Isles to the western side. So I'd just like to share with everybody my experience of my work with John Sherman and Carla. This really started in May 2008. I'll never forget that time because I've been looking for some time to see if I could improve my life in any way, to obtain lots of nice things and be more self-confident. And I was hoping that I'd be able to find a wonderful state where I'd always be happy and smiling and there'd never be any problems. Now I look back and I realise how much of a pipe dream that was. It was never going to happen. But at the time, that's what I was looking to do. Anyway, I came across John's meetings, and I was reading at work in a break one of his transcripts from a meeting, when he said to just forget everything that I've taken in before, for us to forget all that we've learned about non-duality, Advaita, all the different types of philosophy and paths, really, in a nutshell. And that was so refreshing. So I decided just to let all of that go and to do what he said, to look at what it was like to be me, just me. And I remember sitting in the garden and doing an exercise where I recalled a memory from childhood. And I remember being a kid in my grand garden and seeing the ducks, which seemed massive to me because I was obviously very small. And I just thought, wow, I feel exactly the same now, sat in the garden here, probably about 36 years later, and I felt exactly the same me experiencing sitting in my garden that I had in my grand garden that time before, just simple me. And as I sat there in 2008, the parasol was flapping in the wind, the sun was shining in the garden, the cat sleeping on the lawn, and the flowers were blooming, and I just was bowled over with the beauty of everything and how what John had said, that this right now is what you always wanted. You are always here. You are never not here. And I was just bowled over by this incredible wonder of life, really. I like what he said also, which is that even when you're not looking at yourself, you're still here. You're never not here. It doesn't matter how often you look. The important times are when you do look. So you might not look at yourself for 2 weeks, and then suddenly, wow, you look at yourself, but you've always been there. You're never not here. So even at work sometimes, around that time, I would just stop for a nanosecond to think, I'm here. I'm here, and everything else is here because I am here. I realized how simple and ordinary I was. As John says, you're not very interesting, really. And that's true. I'm not very interesting. It's just so ordinary, and yet because it's so ordinary, it's absolutely extraordinary. So since that time, I would just feel that I've fallen in love with life. I wasn't unhappy or depressed. I was just trying to improve my life. And I felt at the time like I'd literally been turned inside out. I felt and still feel that I'm everything. It's all me, but not in a selfish way, just that I'm always here. And therefore, everything is always as it is. And it can never be any different than what it is. If it was, then I'd still be there to see it all. I'm woven into everything. So it's just really a wonder of life and how amazing and simple life is. I enjoy living a simple life now, and I just love being in nature, and it's great to watch the seagulls just flying around or squawking at each other, and the wonderful humour in life. I've never laughed so much in my life because all around people and nature and everything is just hilarious, really. It's its own comedy show. But I don't want to think it's just good things, because there's the good and the bad. There's sadness at times, and there can be loneliness or being cheesed off about things, but nothing is serious at all. Nothing really matters now, and things just come and go. And I just realized, looking back over the last 3 years, I haven't had any rows or arguments with people. I just go with the flow, and I've got a wonderful social life, loads of wonderful friends, and all the things previously I was seeking have just happened now that I'm not seeking them. So it's incredible, really. And suddenly, after I did this looking, which I didn't do for very long, and then sort of now I don't do very much. I'm it's just natural, really. Suddenly, things that I've read in the Bible many years ago and ancient scriptures made sense to me. I've read them before and didn't understand them, and then now it was, oh, I see what they mean. Things like the words of Jesus when he said, I'm the light of the world. And I realized, well, yes, I'm always here, and therefore the world is here. Everything is here, always just in its natural flow. And we have a word here in Wales, which is hiraeth, and that means a longing or a yearning for your home country. And I just feel that that is where I am. And the love for everything and this love of being alive is almost painful, because it's just like an explosion of just wonder of this incredible mystery of being alive. And I could just easily sit around all day just taking in this incredible livingness that is here. But of course, we have to work. We all have to work. And what I like about this wonderful, simple practice is that you don't have to do any particular hard rituals. You don't have to give up nightclubs, and you don't have to give up beer or be a boring person. You can just have a look at the wonderful, ordinary naturalness of your life as it flows. I'm just a normal bloke like other people, and I enjoy doing ordinary things, really. And I'd just like to say to other people who are trying it, just have the guts to go for it. Just simply look at what it looks like. As John says, just look at the ordinariness of you. And that's all it is. It's that simple. It's too simple, almost. You don't need to stop thinking or be good or be more present. You can't stop thinking. Thoughts will just come and go. And then other times you will have amazing clarity when you're not really thinking. It's just perfectly ordinary. So just look and see that you as yourself are the paradise that you've never lost, and you are everything. You're not going to be blissed out with no problems. You're going to be the capacity, or you are the capacity for anything and everything. And just go with the flow and enjoy the natural flow of you as you melt into everything. So I'd just like to say Diolch yn fawr, which is thank you very much in our language, to John and Carla and to everybody else for listening, and all the best. Goodbye.